All right, now we going back to what we did two time ago when we talk about a guy or person or going through a place that does he enjoy the forbidden thing, and did he have an option not to enjoy or not to go to that path? So it says like that. מצד החומר, האחד, נבנית החוכמה ללא אפשר. מצד שאם לאור, נבחנת ללא כמכוון. So we learn there is two aspects, X and Y, in Chokhma or in any other option of that story that I told you 2 weeks ago, two time ago. When a person is approaching a situation that is forbidding for us to do, there is, can I choose another path? And second question, am I premeditate to enjoy that forbidden thing that I'm enjoying? Is that clear? Okay. So when we talk, but in all of it, two times two, it's four. So four categories, four aspects, four phases. אתה תבין שבחינה א' שהיא חוכמה, נבחנת לבחינה לא אפשר ולך המכוון. So now let's look at the old story from חוכמה בינה point of view. So חוכמה is actually, you don't have another way to go, and you don't want to enjoy, because חוכמה has the least amount of desire. כי בצד החומר הראשון שלה, שהוא מלכות דקטר. What is actually חוכמה? If you remember last week we talked about it. Whatever ספירה is, it's the last ספירה of the ספירה before. So מלכות of קטר is actually חוכמה. You remember that, right? שקיבלה את חידוש הצורה, דבחינה א', that was receiving this new shape that we call phase one, בעת אשר ספירת החוכמה עדיין לא עלתה בשם לפני עצמה. When we call it phase one, it means חוכמה was not yet established. It's still מלכות of קטר becoming חוכמה. So that's called בחינה א', it's between, okay? Phase one. כנ"ל, הרי ודאי גילוי הרצון לקבל הזה נבחר לאפשר כלפי ספירת החוכמה גופה. So we look at it, say רב אשלג, as לא אפשר. There is no other way to choose another path, because there is no free will for חוכמה, that's how things need to go. וכמה מצד המלכות דקת הראשון ללא אפשר, כי אי אפשר לה להציל את החוכמה בלי שיהיה חוכמה מבחינת רצון לקבל, כי קבלת השפע בלי רצון לקבל אותו, הרי כפייה ותוך בהפך מכוונת המעציל, שהיא להטיב ליהנות, כנודע, וגם נבחנת לחמב רעיון, כמו שאין לה המשכה והשתוקקות לקבלת האור. So there is two aspects going on here. How was חוכמה established? מלכות of קטר is creating חוכמה. But מלכות of קטר not forcing things on חוכמה. But חוכמה need to have a certain desire to receive it. But that desire that חוכמה has, it's nothing to do with a free will. It's just forced desire. So now חוכמה can receive the light that קטר want to give. Does that make sense? So for that reason, is לא אפשר ולא כמכוון, there is no other way to go, like the story we told 2 weeks ago, and there is no premeditate to enjoy that, because even my desire was created by the force that's giving. שאין לה המשכה והשתוקקות לקבלת האור. כבר ידעת שאין תלמוד ברצון, בטרם שנתגלה פה השתוקקות והמשכה אל האור. And you already know, as we study, that the true essence of a desire comes from the emanated, when the emanated really want, not when the light want to share, because that you want, okay? גם נתבהר שם היטב, שאין עניין השתוקקות מתגלה רק בעת שאין האור והשפע בכלי. We also study that a true desire will only can be built when there is no light or influence of light within the vessel. So only when the light removed from the vessel, then you really build the desire. Makes sense, right? כי אז ייתכן שתשתוקק אחריו, אבל זה אינו יכול להתגלות בעוד שהכלי מלא מהאור שלה. So there is no revelation to any desire when there is fulfillment of light. אין שם היטב. ולברך כיוון שכלי חוכמה אמור הוא מלא באור שלו, אין בו עוד השתוקקות אלא שפע. And because the vessel of חוכמה fulfilled with the light, there is no desire. וכן נחשבת חוכמה אלך המכוון, שפושב שאין לה המשכה והשתוקקות אחר השפע כמובן. So after you fulfill חוכמה from קטר, there is no continuation for desire for anything. Because only when you empty it, it would be a desire. So Chokhmah, basically, there is almost like no free will there. I'm telling you to receive, and I'm telling you how much to receive. Then we go into the next level, which is Bina. What do we call Bina? Nifchanet le'efshar. It's when a person has an option to choose which path to go, but a person doesn't have a desire to enjoy that sin or crime that's going on, if you remember. Yeah? So we call that level Bina, or we call it Pchina Bet, the second phase. Nifchanet le'pchinat efshar ve'lacha mechaven. We call that level, you can choose another way, but you are cannot choose, or you don't have a premeditated reason or desire to want to enjoy that. We need to explain it. Mitzad ha-chomer rishon shela, if we look at Bina, malchut elyon shela. So Bina is malchut of Chokhmah. שקיבלה בתוכה את חידושי הצורת הבחינה ב' and now it's shifting into second phase על ידי ההתגברות שעשתה because that בחינה ב' make change. What's the change? ההתגברות הרצון הזה נבחר לבחינת אפשר, כלומר שהיה אפשר לה שלא לעורר את ההתגברות הרצון הזה. בינה is different than חומה. בינה, there is a little personality. So now because there is a little personality, it's different than Chokhmah. So that's why we say we have there is choices to choose between right or left. You can choose this path, but he's saying, but I don't enjoy that sin. But you still can choose that path. So that part is called Bina. הרי התגברות הרצון הזה מבחן אפשר. כלומר שהאפשר לא יראות התגברות הרצון הזה. Because Bina can stay, continue like Chokhmah, and not awakening that strength and awakening and excitement. Let me share, let me do, let me create. ונבחרת גם כן מבחינת לאחר מכוון. But from the point of the premeditate, or the desire to receive of that thing that I enjoy, there is no joy there. משום שמלכות החוכמה הוא, והוא מלא מהאור שלה. Because it's מלכות of חוכמה, and it's fulfilled from the light coming from חוכמה. ועל כן אין התשוקה נגלית בה. That's why there is no lust, no desire there. ותבין שכל תוספת גילוי הרצון שנעזור בבחינה ב', בבחינה א' הוא רק בבחינת האפשר. So what is the difference between בינה and חוכמה? In חוכמה, if you look from the story point of view, a guy is going through a place that there is idol worshiping, he doesn't have another way to go, and he doesn't enjoy those things. That's חוכמה. בינה, you have another way to go, but I don't enjoy the thing, so what's the big deal? That's Bina. Okay, so that's the only different. So the only difference between Bina and Chokhmah is the path. But I don't enjoy it. So what they want from Bina? What they want from Bina? Why they say Bina didn't have to go come up with new idea? Because I'm teaching you parallel two subjects. I'm bringing the story, and I'm bringing you to understand the Sefirot. So now, Rav Ashlag developing the concept of Bina. Then Lakshot, don't raise doubts and question. He say, also Chokhmah went through a change, because Chokhmah came from Malchut of Keter. You should claim, say Rav Ashlag, that also Chokhmah didn't have to receive. To have desire to receive. Is that clear? ולמה נבחנת בחינה א' ללא אפשר? Why you look at חוכמה, that חוכמה couldn't choose another way, and couldn't choose to enjoy the desire? Because if you look at חוכמה, without the desire of חוכמה, the מלכות of קטר cannot share. Do you understand the question he raised? He raised a problem here because Sabina is different from Chokhmah, I understand. Because you Bina has a personality to add something. But Chokhmah also had a desire, otherwise without that desire, it will not be received, the light coming from Malchut of Keter. He said there is a big difference. One is kind of fresh gadol. כי המלכות הקטר לא הייתה לה אפשרות להציל את הנצל בלי שאיר לו רצון לקבל. He said the emanator could not shine on the emanated without the desire. כמו שם, משאין כך מלכות דה חוכמה, שהיא בחינת הנאצל לגופה. זה מלכות of חוכמה, which is בינה, is already emanated. הייתה יכולה להסתפק לגמרי בבחינת הרצון לקבל שלה. It will be enough, just become a desire, like חוכמה, and that's it, and flat. בלי להתעורר, without awakening new thing, ברצון להשפיע. I want to share. What Bina idea was? I want to be noble and sharing. But nobody asked you to share. Nobody asked you to be noble. Nobody asked you anything. שהוא בחינה ב' ולהמשיך אור החסדים. And through that, Bina started to draw light of mercy, אור החסדים. משום דה אור החיה מספיק לגמרי בשביל הנאצל. It's enough, the light that comes from חוכמה, it's called אור חיה, because first is יחידה, חיה, נשמה, רוח, נפש. So חיה רילי תוך חוכמה, it's enough. ולא צריך עוד לשום השפה כלשהי. So, he raising question, he'd say, Bina didn't have to come up with any sharing or anything like that, and she did. So, what's the difference between Chokhmah and Bina? In Chokhmah, it was must to create a desire for the sake of the light has to come in. Bina point of view, he didn't have to create anything, he just have to continue because it already become emanated. It become a vessel already. So, be quiet and don't share. So now we know that in Bina all the issues started. Very interesting, like everything. So sharing seemed good, not in creation. Like the creator, why you share? Who asked you to share? Become flat receiver and that's it. Interesting, right? That's Bina. For that reason, there is a difference. That's what the answer, okay? Zeranpin. Zeranpin consider lela efshar משום שאור החוכמה היה חסר לו. בחינה ג', the third phase, which is זעיר אנפין, consider that the person cannot walk on a different path, remember from the Talmud, but he has issue with that sin, which means he premeditate to enjoy. You understand? Now we're going to third level. לא אפשר, הוא מתאם שחר, בחינה בלת דוראי. So what do you want from זעיר אנפין? Bina decided to share, now he's receiving. So, Zeir Anpin is not receiving because he wants, he's receiving because Bina decided to wake up in the morning, I have to share. So, it's flat, it's like Chokhmah, what are you going to do? There's nothing I can do. כשהבחינה בית נתעוררה, והמשיכה אור החסדים, נעשה בזה בחינה תיקוף על אור החוכמה שבנצל. And what type of light Bina share? Light of mercy. Because Bina can only share light of mercy because Chokhmah share light of wisdom. If you now you know a lot, after knowing a lot, you understand how fascinating. So what, now you know why you call it light of wisdom, because it's actually come from Chokhmah. You know, the light of wisdom comes from, that's why you call it light of wisdom. So light of mercy comes from Bina. So now, light of mercy delaying the original light, because it's no longer bringing the original light from Chokhmah. על אור החוכמה שבנצל. כי בחינת הרצון להשפיע הוא הפוך מבחינה א', because the need to give or the desire to give is exactly the opposite from the first phase. In the first phase, nobody asks you to give, just to receive. שהיא רצון לקבל, ששם אור החוכמה. וכיוון שהחוכמה הוא עיקר החיות של הפרצוף, because the essence of the phase, the essence of all the system, the essence of all the ספירות is light of wisdom, דל כן מכונה האור הזה בשם חיה. That's what we call that light, חיה. That's called חיה. חיה come from the word of חיים, livelihood. כנ"ל, לפיכך חזרה המלכות לבינה, לבינה, והמשיכה הרות החוכמה לתוכה, לתוך אור החסדים שלה. For that reason, now you understand זעיר אנפין, that מלכות, eventually, is skipping זעיר אנפין for a second, had to draw the original light from חוכמה. You understand why? Because זעיר אנפין delay the original light that come from Chokhmah. So now Malchut say, but the original light has to come down. So Malchut awakening the light of wisdom, with mercy because she get it from Zeir Anpin. וכשמלכות הבינה, it doesn't make sense, the words. וכשמלכות הבינה, אם שכה עשתה חידוש צורה הזאת, יצא מבחינה ב', עשתה לבחינה גימל, שנקראת זעיר אנפין. וואו, זה פרופאונד, מה אני אגיד. read it, but I've never saw that words here. Malchut Abina. Ah, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Now I understand. The Malchut of Bina. Now we say Malchut Bina, supposed to give to Zeranpin, but it's different. Malchut of Bina, draw and make that light. So it's come from Pchina Bet, and it become, it come from second phase to become third phase. And that's what we call Ze'er Anpin. So it seems like Ze'er Anpin is kind of complicated a little bit. A little bit complicated. And usually, when you read Rav Ashlag and Pchina Gimel, you never get a full explanation. That's why you have to go to Rav Brandwein. But let's continue and see if we get it clear. To understand the third phase, you have to understand two things. Let's understand why Ze'er Anpin didn't have a free will. It was no other choice because it was no light of the Chaya. It was no light like in the Chokhmah, in the emanated at that point. So in this stage, there is no light of wisdom. So it was no choice for Ze'er Anpin. Abetu decha bechaven. Ki yesh kan yishurku decha harat uchma shimshicha, mechamat shimshicha oto bet shayta rekanim emenu. But there is a desire to draw the light of wisdom because the light of wisdom is no longer there. Ki b'china bet hayta mechasa al or chuchma kanal. We know that bina, or the second phase, was covering the light of wisdom. Ve'esh barak or dechasadim bli chuchma. And for that reason, Bina is only light of mercy. לכן המלכות שלה שהמשיכה הרת החוכמה, הנה המשיכה זאת מבחינת השתוקקות. So beautiful, so clear. I will explain it now. The מלכות of Bina could only give Ze'er Anpin chasadim, because that's all what she has. But מלכות of Bina also, now I understand why I didn't understand the words before. It's not מלכות, it's מלכות of Bina. מלכות of Bina said yes, but one second, I don't have light of wisdom. So the Malchut of Bina started drawing light of wisdom. Shenikret Chamechaven. And it was with attention, because it wasn't there. Malkenikret Bechinat Ze'er Anpin La Efshar Chamechaven. So within Ze'er Anpin, what is the new thing Rav Ashlag teaching us here? That within Ze'er Anpin you have both. Usually we say Ze'er Anpin has only Chasadim. If you remember. So Ze'er Anpin have both. As the chasadim that coming from Bina, as because Bina blocked the light of wisdom, and Malchut of Bina has to draw the light that is lacking, that is missing. And that light that is lacking, the draw by Malchut of Bina, also go to Ze'er Anpin. So Ze'er Anpin get both. So good. You understand how much value there is in these two sections? Just these two last sections, because it was never clear about Ze'er Anpin. Never clear. Yeah. If you're not clear, I can repeat it. It's important for me that you understand, because this part is, if you get it now.
I have a quick question. Does Malchut of Bina come before Ze'er Anpin?
Yeah. Everything, okay. Every system. It's from Keter Bina, so the last level of the Sfira before come before.
Okay.
But Bina personality, because Bina wanted to share, she can only give Chasadim to Ze'er Anpin. But Malchut of Bina said, wait a minute, we're missing here the original light that the Emanator and Sof gave, where was the light of wisdom? So it started drawing it. For that reason, Ze'er Anpin is not free will, it's not enjoy the, you remember the Talmud story, that thing. It's awakening from the receiver, not awakening from the giver. For that reason, it's strong, okay? But he continued. המלכות נבחנת לאפשר, משום שאין לה להסתפק בחומה שזה בעזר אנפין. ולכה מכוון משום שאלתה להשתוקקות. Now we're talking about the fourth phase. Bchina dal, shi malchut. What is malchut? You can go in another way, but you don't. And you don't try not to enjoy the wrong thing. That's from the Talmud. Now, from Kabbalah point of view, from the Talmud of the Sefirot, let's explain it. אפשר ומתם שכבר ישנה הערת חוכמה בזרנפין. There is already light of wisdom in Zerampin, yes? Is there is already light of wisdom in Zerampin? There is. Because of Malchut of Bina, remember? לנו בחינה ג' כאן. מהמלכות of Zerampin אינה מוכרחת לעשות התגברות הזאת מחדש. So Malchut of Zerampin doesn't have to do anything. Because within Zerampin already there is too light. You don't need to do anything. אינה מוכרחת לעשות התגברות הזאת מחדש כדי להמשיך אור החוכמה. בשיעור גדול, גדול מבחינה ג' So, Zerampin doesn't need to do anything. בחם וחוון, כשהתגברות הזו, אחרי אור החוכמה, עשתה מבחינת השתוקקות דיינו בשעה שלא היה לה אור החוכמה, שאת מגלה התשוקה. And you don't need to do anything because חסדים came from Bina. מלכות of Bina, awakening to see the light that is missing, brought light of wisdom. You don't need to do anything. But מלכות seemed to do something. So that's why it was a choice not to draw light. It was a choice not to enjoy the light. But Malchut did both. That's why it's called Malchut. That's why it's called Bchina Dalet. And then we understand it now. So we're raising question. אין להקשות כנראה בחינה ג' שערת החוכמה. דל כן נקראת בחינה דלת בבחינת אפשר. ואם כן, איך מתגלה בבחינת דלת התשובה לחוכמה? אבל זה כזה question. If you told me the Zerampin has everything, and it's giving it to Malchut, giving it to level before. How do you awakening a desire for something you already have? You don't need it. Do you understand the question? Like it's there. Omnam tavin meod ki yesh efresh gadol. You need to understand it carefully. There's a big difference. Ben aharat ha-chokhma leben hor ha-chokhma. And that's the catch. So you need to understand there is light of wisdom. And there is aharat ha-chokhma. How do I explain aharat ha-chokhma? It's not light of wisdom that Zerampin getting said to us, Rabbi Shlai. It's a chidush, it's a new thing. Aharat ha-chokhma, the light that I'm getting from that light is ahara. Ahara means
reflection.
You're getting light from somewhere. The essence of the light called or the chokhma. So Rabbi Shlai said to us, there is two words here. Light of wisdom and the light that comes from the light of wisdom. Is that clear in English? Ahara. Beautiful, beautiful. Because otherwise we will be confused. You don't need malchut. It's enough Zerampin. Because light of wisdom, what is light of wisdom? It's all of it is chokhmah. Velo klal chasadim. Zerampin is mercy, light of mercy mixed with light of wisdom. ונראה לבחינת חיותו של המדרגה מספיקה גם כנערת חוכמה, כמו שיש בבחינה ג' שזה רמפין. So it's enough for מלכות to receive just the amount of ahara, not or. Enough of
enlightenment?
Enlightenment, it's a? Enlightenment? What does enlightenment mean physically? I know spiritually what I mean, but does it mean like when you have light and it's from far?
Illumination.
Huh?
Illumination.
Illumination?
Yeah.
Illumination of Chokhmah? And light of Chokhmah. Light of wisdom and illumination of wisdom. So Zerampin get the illumination of wisdom. And Amalchut is looking for light of wisdom. Meaning, מספיקה גם כנערת החוכמה, כמו שיש בחינה ג' של זרנפין. גם מלכות זרנפין התגברה ברצונה להמשיך אור החוכמה, לא הייתה מוכרחת לזה שהייתה בחינת השתוקקות בה, אחר עצמות אור החוכמה. הנעלה הרבה על בחינת הערת החוכמה של בחינה ג' כי כלפי אור החוכמה האמור נבחנת שהיא רקנית מהאור, אז זה ייתכן על כן שנתגלה אחרי התשוקה כמבואה. So, for זרנפין it was enough to receive the light of mercy from Bina, and to have the Malchut of Bina awakening, the desire for the light of wisdom, but you don't receive the light of wisdom, you're receiving the illumination of the light of wisdom. Different to them. והנה נתבהר שלא כל הרצונות נחשבים לכלי קבלה, אלא רק מבחינת דלת בלבד. And we're going back and saying it, רבה שלג, that remember, the true desire is only happening in the fourth phase. כי אין הרצון עכשיו לבחינת קבלה, זולת בבית התנאים, The only way you can check if there is a real desire is by checking your ability to receive and your desire to receive. Ability to receive and your desire to receive. Meaning, am I capable to receive and I say no? And do I want to receive and say no? For example, somebody said, I am able to say no to alcohol. Do you have ability to get alcohol? No. That's not considered a desire. That's not considered a work on yourself. Then second question, do you have a desire for alcohol? You also say no. So what happened then? Also not considered. You have to have the ability or the access and the desire. It's the only way you can test yourself if it's really your thing. So how do you know what is your tikkun? Your ability to do what you feel like doing and your desire to do it. And now can you work on that? That's a secret. That's a secret. Very profound. Very, very profound. Very, very profound. It's like it's a different level of understanding. Rav Ashlag is doing like job here that's, you can tell he's the Mashiach. You can tell this is the work. This is the real work. That's the real work. To understand that everything is building, like the entire universe is building for ability. And these are, so how do you define people? People say, I have self-control. You were exposed to your temptation, that's ability. Do you desire your temptation? Then I can tell you, you're great. But before that, I'm sorry, sir, but two things. For that reason, if you look at the Rambam, before Rosh Hashanah, there is halacha, there is laws, how to do tshuva, how to do repentance. So there's many books on that. You know, one of the books where Debbie is reading usually before Rosh Hashanah is Path of the Just from Rabbi Yosef Chaim Lutzado. It's in English. So the tshuva, the repentance, you can look online too, I mean, you can find all of it, is you have to experience again what usually is sin and have the ability to do wrong, have the desire to do wrong, and say no. It's the only way you know you passed the test. If you don't have the desire to do wrong, and you don't have the ability to do wrong, how can you say you passed the test? Do you understand what I'm saying? So when is this part come? It's in the end. So tshuva is to go to many levels. First level, you have to be sorry for what you did. Sorry for what you did. Okay? That's the first thing. It means to yourself, you did it. And so let's say, person stole. He loved to steal diamond. Going to 47th Street in New York, steal diamond, golden diamond. Can't help himself. Now you want to do tshuva. Want to do repentance. So, first he has to be sorry for what he did. Stage one, I mean, be sorry for that. Okay? And like crying and really, really be feeling bad about it. Second chapter, you have to, after you say, I'm sorry and all this and that, he has to promise himself that he will never go and do it again. He promises himself. Third level, he has to be tested. Check, am I for real or it's just a theoretical, philosophical conversation? And the two tests is my ability and my desire. So you have to see, that's the only way you can tell if you already passed to the next level. As a people who are addicted to something like, let's say, food, and you want to stop with certain food. You want to stop enough already with that. Enough, let's say, with sugar or enough with meat. Robert shared with me about that new book. Now, it scared me a little bit today again. It's How Not to Die. You heard about that book? My God. Scary. It
It's a lady that was dying, by she was 65. So her son is a doctor, and he changed her diet with the guy in here in California to vegan. She lived till 95. The doctor gave her 6 months to live. She had cancer, severe. She skipped meat and all this stuff. So Robert had to call me again today. After Monday, he showed me the whole thing. And said, don't forget, that's the way. I said, well, man, don't do this. He said, yeah, I'm telling you. Because he stopped eating meat now. He stopped eating. After that book, and he's in the middle of it. I said, well, it's a lot. So I went online and started studying it to see if it's true. And I happened to see that the amount, the percent, I want to know the percent of saving from disease. So it saves you, vegan saves you from cancer, heart disease, and cholesterol. That's the three things it takes care of. So Debbie said, we really think it's enough, no? I mean, there's three things. I don't think it's not so bad. Not so bad. And it's raising your life in 11 years. Like, that's proof, 11 years. It gives you 11 years more. So when you look at this, you start thinking, listen, I'm not sure I like meat now. You know, you start thinking, and this new hamburger that Debbie is buying, it looks like red. So now it does where the stock market, it did very well in the stock market, went up like crazy. So I guess people start getting like different view on life. So I don't know where it's going, and I don't know why I'm even going to share with you this now. I don't know, maybe because I was shocked. But the reason I share it is because, you know, when you have desire for food and you have the ability for food, then you can be tested, you know? And when you work on yourself, you know it. And when you're ready to be tested, you ask God for the test. You ask God, put me in front of a cheesecake, put me in front of creme brulee, give it, bring it on, bring it on. And you look at the cake, and then you check the second thing. How is my desire level? 1, 2, 3, or 4. If the desire is 4, is strong, and you can say no to it, you pass the test. But then you have to test yourself again. It's never stop. And then, for some people it's sex, for some people it's drugs, for every person is something. Every person is their own thing. We came to the world with the different pieces of Adam and Eve. So it depends which part of the body you came from. So if you came from the eyes, so your issue is with the eyes. If you came from the nose. Some people came from certain areas, more sexual, certain the back. So the Rambam came from the left shoulders, the Rambam came from the right shoulders. So some people came from the feet of Adam and Eve. So it depends on the issue you have based on what part you came from. So when you came from that you have to deal with it. That's going to be your desire and your ability. For example, may she rest in peace, Elizabeth. I had a student that I thought I saved her from drugs. She did very well until I introduced her to a guy, which maybe was a mistake, maybe not. And I asked him never to give her money. And he did, and unfortunately she used the money for drugs and she died. But we kept her alive for 7 years, thank God. But didn't work all the way. And at the time she died, she wasn't in touch with me 2 years before that she disappeared. So the reason I mentioned her name, we were in Jaffa. She couldn't point in Jaffa across the street that somebody is a drug dealer. I said, how do you know he's a drug dealer? So I know. This guy is a drug dealer right there. And she knew in Jaffa, I mean, she's not Israeli, always right. I know a man that he likes women, he knows exactly who is going to sleep with him at that night, and he's not a great looking. Why? Why? How did that happen? I know a woman will do the same. Why? It's not just attraction or I don't know, the pheromone. Pheromone, you call that? Yeah. New liquid. The new liquid. You heard about pheromone now? Yeah. And the people who today can see me, nice company, they're creating that for women and men. You should get it. It's a spray for women and a spray for that. Can I give you that? They gave me sample. I mean, it's called pheromone. They have a new study today. Unbelievable. So the idea is, how they know? It's not that they know. This is their area of what they need to overcome. The area we need to overcome is that area, drugs. She knows drugs. She knew drugs. So they just know. You know, I'm sitting on the beach. I remember with my friend after the army, sitting on the beach, my friend Moishe. So Moishe said, oh, I'm going to go get you a smoke. So where are you going exactly? He was a smoker all the time, you know, every day, all day, you know, one of those people. So you go, boom, and there's a smoke. Magician, because that's his thing, you know, that he can't stop. So that's his thing. You know, let's say my thing is food. So wherever I go, I will find you the best food. It doesn't matter, whatever. I will find you the best place to eat 100%. I know I can trust myself with that. Because I'm attracted it and it attracts me, and then the test I need to do. Okay, what do you do? How much you eat? What do you eat? You know, all those things. It's very beautiful. So when you attract your test, and it's a relationship too, you're going to attract the test. Now, are you capable of not going there? Are you capable of saying no to yourself, to your desire? When you're ready for the test, that's when you start to become a human. Because until then, you are an animal, you're not a human. Because your body controls you. If you no longer have the choice about the place and the desire, it's called nefesh behemit. It's a soul of an animal controlling. It's not a human soul. So, and that's hard. Like people who were addicted before. And when I was living in Florida, they came to my house from the rehab and all this and that. And first, when you look at them, you get scared, you know. I mean, I'm not judging anybody, but big guy, tattoo everywhere, earring everywhere, look at different shape, you know? And you feel like somebody going to a war because they still have the mafia or gang image. So I told him, listen, there's a party in my house, but there's alcohol, there's music, there's different thing. So yeah, if that will bother me, I didn't pass the test. That's what he told me. Very nice guy. And he drink his milk or his water, that's what he drink. And he's a 6'4 guy, strong body, like unbelievable. And he saw everything in his life. He saw death, he saw everything. And he chose that. So he chose that. Now, the question we should ask, did he choose that? Or life was so threatening to him that he has to choose that? So sometimes the masach come to you. What is the masach? When the masach preventing you from desire, preventing you from even choose where to go. You understand what I'm saying? You no longer can do because then you're going to die. Chas v'shalom. A person is going to die. So is that a choice? No, it's no longer a choice. So somebody smokes cigarette, tobacco, and he's in the hospital, and the doctor say, not going to make it. He stops smoking. But he don't stop smoking because he doesn't want, because he has to. So that's not so much he passed the test yet. And then, but it's a gift from God. So when you get to a situation that you no longer can do what you did before, it's a gift from God. So we look at it as punishment, but it's a gift from God. Gift from God. All of that thing is a gift from God. You know, you have, from sexual point of view, so women and men get that transmitted disease, sexual transmitted disease. Is it a blessing? There is yes and no. It's a terrible thing to get. And I know women and men that unfortunately suffer from that. So, but in a way, it makes your lifestyle different. I know a lady that she, it was very, very wild the way she lived. And her husband, now very wild. And he has that disease. She didn't. And she married him by knowing he has the disease. They have 5 kids. Yeah, 5 kids. And they changed all their life, religious, spirituality. And she accepted him the way he is. She told me, you know my past. And you know him very well. We're completing each other. So it's a special couple, by the way, special. I mean, it's all over the place. If you go to the house, it's a mess. And the 5 kids, I mean, like, you don't know what's happening there. Painting on the wall. But there is real there because they speak about their issue, you know? So one of the things that I used to enjoy to go to the 12-step meeting with the rehab people and helping them and give lectures is you hear real. People say, my issue is, you know? Everybody has to stand and admit, because the first step of the 12th step is to admit. So you admit, you speak, you do confession. And when you do confession, the words come from Malchut, which is the mouth, and we're going where? To the ears. What is the ears? Bina. So the judgment going to Bina that become mercy. So the light of wisdom, which is judgment, become mercy. That's why confession is very important. That's why women do it naturally. Men don't do it enough. Men don't do it enough. And women are able to do that because when they talk to each other about some issues, the other woman wash it out for her, to Bina. It's a very healthy thing to do, by the way. And for that reason, men get more sick with the heart because men don't do it with men. It's embarrassing. You understand? Only when you have bonding with the men. So men don't trust men. It's a wolf. That wolf, you know, they, if they live together, they live together or they live alone. But once they learn to live together, it's forever. Until a man gets friend, 20, 30 years. But when it's real, it's unbelievable. Then they talk because there's no judgment. But women, even if it's fake friendship, they still open up to each other. It's a weird thing. Men cannot do that. You understand? Men cannot do that. They're scared of that. Scared. You know, so when they present to me the, what do you call it, the mineral, pheromone? So I had to give like marketing idea and all this and that. So I say, okay, if we're teaching now desire here tonight, right? So what is this pheromone? What does it help with? It help with one thing, not to be rejected. Men and women are afraid to be rejected, that they love it. They're going to put it there and on the box. The only thing is the rejection. It's not even sexual. It's about, I don't want to be rejected anymore, the men said. The women say, do. Once I'm not afraid to be rejected, I'm alive. But once I'm afraid to be rejected, I'm dead. Because I'm afraid, I'm shaking. So, when you're afraid to be rejected, your desire level and your ability level go down. You're no longer functioning. You know, you understand ability and desire. So in everything in life, there's ability and desire. You define people with that, you know, by talking, let's say you go on a date, what are they capable of doing and they can stop doing? What are their desire to do and they can stop doing that? Then you know how powerful. So the powerful person in front of you is only how far they can go saying no to something. Not how far they can say yes. Saying yes is go with the flow. Can you say no to something you really want to do? Powerful person. Powerful person. You know? Everybody can give lecture. I mean, I'm giving you a lecture. Very nice. But in the end of the day, I have to deal with me. Everybody come with some weird stuff that come from another lifetime. You have to deal with it. That's a test. The test is not the lecture or how I'm doing it because most probably I was a rabbi last lifetime. Then I'm a rabbi. So I'm giving lecture. That's not my test. That is all the small thing that I have to look for. That's what make me a human in those area. That's why I say, Leo, what are you doing? What are you doing? You're an idiot. So what if you teach deep Kabbalah? That was gift from last lifetime. You carry it in. But what we give you to deal with, because everybody gets garbage from last lifetime and goodness from last lifetime. They give you the goodness, what you accomplish well. So that's a gift for you. And we have to give you a little bit stuff from last lifetime. We need you to deal with it. But because of the shame of community and society, people are afraid to actually say, hey, I have issues. You understand? People don't do that confession. That confession actually can cure more than anything. Everything, like everything. When you're not ashamed, this is my, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? I remember I was in a club, not club, it's a dancing club, like club of hotel, like a swimming pool, you know? They call it club, I don't know why they call it club, so they sell it well, better. So I was invited, there is a birthday party. And I'm at that point of my life, I'm seeing like 10, 12 people a day, I'm really working hard. And in front of me, it was like a long table for the birthday, the lady there, and we are there. In front of me sitting a psychologist or psychiatrist. I mean, fascinating at that point, it was 10 years ago. I said, what do you do for a living? I said, I'm also seeing people. Yeah? I'm a psychiatrist. I start opening up to her, like about everything. I said, that's so much fun. I want to talk to you. I want to do this. And the people around me said, yeah, you know, you are a teacher. Don't try it. I mean, you open it. I said, but I enjoy it. I want to get it off my chest. I have issues. I want to talk to her. And the lady said, listen, you can come see me, but really, I want to enjoy it right now. It was so funny. Let's do lechaim. So we drank. And the reason I shared this with you, because the need for us to talk about that issue is a need. It's a must. But why? Because we need to say to ourselves, at least to ourselves, this is what I, where I'm going, and this is what I can stop myself from not going. Okay? There is issues for men and women cheating. I'll give you an example. Or people overweight, eating. Or people stealing money. Or people jealous. I know people who are jealous, like in a level that I thought I knew, but when I found out how far the jealousy go, it's a sick thing that I could never believe exist. The jealousy was terrible, like wishing the other people the worst. And I asked them, do you have enough money? Say, yes. You look beautiful. I mean, both of you, a woman and a man. Gorgeous. Yes. You're smart. Yes, you have money. Everything perfect. Why with them? Well, did you see the window they built in their house? I said, are you serious for the window? I said, I can't help it. Can't help it. I said, you're stupid. I called them stupid. You don't even enjoy what you have. I can't help it. They can't. The jealousy killed them. Or there is sometimes a situation when a woman living a man, and you see her with another man. He has a beautiful girlfriend, models, blah, 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 with all scene, da, 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 da. But every time you see that woman that he has with that man, he forgets what he has. He cannot look here. So he came to see me and said, what do I do? What do I do? I'm dying. So why are you dying? See, you couldn't believe what just happened. What just happened? So he even showed me the picture. I said, your girlfriend now, better looking, nicer, everything perfect with her. Why would you miss that? So what is it? Addiction. Now, the addiction of what? Of being dumped or something like that. So the ability you will have to put back in that situation of desire and ability together and test yourself. You know, test yourself. And if you cannot cross that test, unfortunately, you're behema. Behema mean beast. You went back to behema. You're no longer a human. So you have to go to that. And I'm not saying it has to happen right away, but sometimes if you try it too many times and it doesn't happen, it's an issue. That means it's you cannot call it tikkun and just forget about it. You got to work on that. You got to tshuva. You know, you got to see if you believe in God. Maybe you don't. And because if you don't believe in God, you don't believe that God presented that situation for you so you can become a better human. Last story. Shuk Machane Yehuda. I heard the story this week. In Machane Yehuda in Jerusalem, it's a marketplace where all people sell all kind of vegetables and wonderful thing. So you get like a booth. You get like a booth where you're selling your vegetables. So somebody has a booth here and somebody else opened another booth. Four of them sell the same vegetables. They get angry. This guy has been there for 20 years thinking how to kill that guy. And he's religious. He going to Rabbi Ibn Ayahu, who is a very nice Kabbalist in Israel, in Jerusalem. Good man, good friend. He's about 65 years old. And at the time, I don't know what to do. This guy bothered me, this. He asked him, are you wearing yarmulke for fun? I said, no, I'm religious. So what do you mean by that? So I'm observing everything. I said, do you believe in God? Of course. So you believe in God. Do you believe that God put him there? That's what he asked. He was quiet. He said, do you believe that God want to share his money the way God want? Or you want to decide how it's going to go? If you want to decide how it's going to go, then take the yarmulke off and just forget about it. But if you believe that God running it in a perfect way, then enjoy for him that he's making it. Because God chose that person will have the money. God chose this man to take your girl. God chose this person. It's part of the deal. Now, when you're going back to your desire to do bad and the ability to do bad, why are you there? Are you there to access the concept of doing bad? Or are you there to access your faith in the Creator? That's why you're there, to take it to the next level. And if you don't want to take it next level, what do you want? Why my life not working? It's very simple. It's never going to work because there is no light in your life. There is only you. And you want to run it the way you want to run it. You know, you have people that lost arm and leg and they give some motivational lecture somewhere. You know, how come? You should say those people cannot, you should see TED Talk or one of those things.
YouTube. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. It's nothing to do with what you went through to what you deliver. You are as powerful as your control, your ability, and control your desire. That's how, who is powerful? Somebody who has ability to do whatever they want, desire to do all of what they want, and can say no. That's what makes us human soul. The human soul, it need to be trained with that. When you are a baby, you go naked. As you grow, you learn to cover yourself. As you grow, you learn to use toilet. When you're a baby, you act like an animal. Right? You do poo everywhere. And what's the difference between a dog? Are you ashamed of it as a baby? Nobody. You don't care. What makes you mature? When you realize there is something called society. Human being. You consider them. Don't you be happy for that man who took your girl? Be happy. What do you know? Why it has to be the way you want it to be? So there is no God in life. There is no God in life. What's that all about? What's that all about? You know, my mom is already in rehabilitation for 2 months. She had a stroke. Thank God, I mean, she had a stroke. She realized it's a blessing. She fell on her face. They took her to the hospital. She cannot move her leg. And it's just getting worse and worse. Then we get her a nurse. For her own money, she doesn't want to receive anybody's money. My mom is like that. For her own money, we get her a nurse. The nurse was not strong enough. My mom fell in the place. Broke her leg. Okay, everything's going to go wrong. I should show you a video with my mom sitting there on a wheelchair. And somebody play guitar. And all there is all kind of people, young and old in that place. And my mom with the guitar. She's happy with the guy who played the guitar. Very good. She's like that. So when I'm thinking about her, God bless her. She's unique. So 2 days ago, they put in a room somebody with mental issue. She's funny. She's going like this. They don't belong here. But what do you want me to do? She said, what do we do? So we all try to move her to another room. My sister is there and everybody, nobody able. My mom go and she did the conversation and they move her to another room. Why am I trying to tell you this? My mom went through a lot in her life. None of us in this room will be able to handle what she handled, unfortunately, in her life with a lot of pain and suffering, a lot of pain and suffering. And when married my father was like, please forgive me, like a playboy. She came from an Orthodox family, ultra-Orthodox family. He cheated with the yarmulke and beer, like he's religious. He took her away from the family. They're like, okay, new rules, we're not religious here. It was the old day, you know? So it was interesting how things work for her. So she saw a lot of things, you understand? So from coming from Orthodox family into that. And then when I choose that, she said, well, it's got to be my DNA coming from your grandfather, continue. And now she keeps Shabbat and everything, but it was a time that my father was not into it. So the reason I share this with you, because her ability to do wrong, you know, was always there. I don't know if her desire to do wrong was there. So I cannot, that's why I say she cannot benefit from about the desire. But because she's not like that. You know, she's not like that. But I'm saying the ability was there. And that's what makes a person powerful. Now, her desire to be depressed in that place is there. But she chose not to. She chose not to. And my friend, God bless him, from the army, and my friend from the elementary school, go and visit her. And I just hope, you know, because without her, I wouldn't be into Kabbalah and to Zohar. Because she used to go to Rabbi Shimon all the time and all this, that. But I never, because of my father, that was easier. I never believed in that. My father was an intellectual, smart guy, always smart, not leave God out of it. Philosophical. Everything is philosophical and understanding and smart. And my mom is the religious side, but quiet before my father get angry. So we do it quietly. My father would not get upset. And I remember when I went Bar Mitzvah, who would teach me? It was my grandfather. I had to go. My father didn't know what I'm talking about, you know? So when you look at people, you all have to define them by the amount of the desire and how much they control,
the ability and how much they control them. So people with no ability and with no desire, dead. If you see somebody nice, there's nothing there. Don't waste your time. There's nothing there. Mr. Nice Guy, Mr. Nice Girl, and flat. You know, what my kids call people with the lady with the pizza and the cucumber or whatever.
Oh.
Lalu Parata. What?
Amelia.
Amelia Cabilia?
Amelia Cabilia.
I don't know what it means, but my kids call people like this. Amelia Cabilia? You know what it means? I don't know what it means. Is it a show?
No, it's books.
Oh, it's a book? Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know. So, in a book there is somebody like that, or? There is people like that. So we get a babysitter to my kids. Somebody who's super nice, like an angel. Definitely just visit this universe by mistake. So they told her, and people like this, because they don't have desire or ability, they fly. So you tell them, what do you want to eat? So my kids say, they say, we want pizza with cucumber. She took it literally, took a pizza, put a cucumber on top of it, put it in the oven. But they don't mean bad. Those people are the best. But they can do a lot of creation for the world. The people who can change the world is the people with the rough one. The one who have the desire to do all the wrong, the ability to do all the wrong, and they choose not to. Those are the people you look up to. So, wow. Now we're talking about, like, wow. So, it's not about the lecture only, is about who is the person in front of you, how much desire they have, how much ability to do wrong, how much inside the heart they actually want to do wrong, and they say no. Every day there is light. So what is a tzaddik? A tzaddik, most people think tzaddik, righteous, mean somebody who has no longer desire to do wrong and no ability to do wrong. Not, then there is no light, because there is no reaction. Somebody who all day long want to do wrong, and all day long have the ability to do wrong, and choose every day to do not, to not to do it. How do we learn it? It say, there is Rabbi Hanania ben Akasha. Rabbi Hanania ben Akasha didn't have boys. So every time when we end up the pray, we say that verse, we say, Rabbi Hanania ben Akasha amar, Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu lezakot Yisrael, lechfichach yabal lahem Torah mitzvot. God want to be generous with Israel, and that's why he give them a lot of work with the Torah and mitzvot. And everybody ask, if God loved them so much, why give them so much work? Because the work and the issues that you're going through, that's actually your light. You should not look at your ability to do wrong and the desire to do wrong as a wrong thing. You look at it like, wow, why do I have this desire all of a sudden again? What's that all about? Now, can I overcome it? And it's between you and yourself. It's the most beautiful moment between you and yourself. Somebody, lack of confidence, a man. I know a man, his confidence level is under zero, you know? But he's a great looking, unbelievably great looking, perfect looking, perfect, I always say, you have perfect English and perfect looking, what's wrong with you? I always thought that. You know, perfect looking, perfect English, making a decent amount of money, not rich, but great human being. But the lack of confidence, not allowing him ever to do anything with that. So when he get approached, usually get approached by girls. So they approach him, he doesn't need to approach him. So he never go to his desire level and to ability to choose. Beautiful women go through the same thing, by the way, I don't know if you know that. And that's why they suffer eventually. Because they never had a chance to schmooze, to, what do you call it, tease a guy. They never did that before, they don't know what teasing means. Because it always came to them before even they think to tease. So this is also a tikkun, this is also an issue, because they never knew how to desire or to have an ability. Do you follow me? So going back to that, I feel like all the story cover what I want to say. So Malchut, it say like that. שלא יהיה מוכרח לקבל, תגלה בו השתוקקות לקבל, להפוקה בחינה ג' אף על פי שיש שם השתוקקות לקבל, דיינו דקה בכוון, בכל מקום כיוון הוא מוכרח לקבל שהוא חייתו המוכרחה כנל, כן הוא נחשב לכלי קבלה. אבל זה like raise a question. If you tell me Zer Alpin also have the light of wisdom, and also have a desire to receive, what's the difference between Zer Alpin and Malchut? So, Rav Ashlag said, Zer Alpin must receive,
because it doesn't have the light that exists in Bina, and that's why it's awakening the desire. ולהפוקה בחינה בית שאף על פי שאינה מוכחת לקבל מכל מקום כיוון שאין שם השתוקקות אינה נחשבת לכלי קבלה ואין צריך לומר בחינה א' It's a, tell us Rav Ashtag when we talking about Bina that doesn't want to receive it doesn't have to receive מכל מקום כיוון שאין שם השתוקקות אינה נחשבת לכלי קבלה ואין צריך לומר בחינה א' so the first phase we know there is no desire at all בחינה ב' doesn't have to share and it does share so there is a personality שאין בה לא זה ולא זה כל אחד לקבל האור שלה שהיא חיה אותה וגם אין בה השתוקקות הכן ודאי הוא רצון קלוש ודאי so the first phase of course no desire and no ability second phase no ability but I want to create something third phase you know all of a sudden we have option ability but no desire and Malchut has desire and ability both in the same time what is it trying to tell us here Rav Ashlag it's a very very important thing oh it's eight I'm sorry what is it trying to tell us here that we have the choices to make with whatever we want with our life with our desire and our ability that's one second when we talk about how the vessel was built, it has to go through ability and desire and choices. And that's why the, most of the work we're going through is in Malchut.